It's Thursday. It's crunch time. It's the final segment, which means this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the lightning round, and you better not eat any Mexican beef or China.
Or, you're going to
pop a positive. Then you can appeal your 10-game suspension with the lightning round.
But then it gets overturned, which is pretty cool.
Wow, talk about don't quit your day job.
Please, no.
So what do you got for me there?
Yeah, Nick, you should start.
All right, Tim Lincecum is starting his long-awaited MLB showcase after having major hip surgery at only 30 years old. CBS baseball writer John Heyman reported that over 20 MLB teams will be there hoping to see what the freak has left in him. After a 14-week training program in Arizona, the Giants, Timmy's former team, have been downplaying their interest in the pitcher but still seem to be one of the favorites for signing the two-time Cy Young Award winner. The Giants will re-sign Lincecum, as Jake Peavy is essentially throwing batting practice and he will be welcomed back wholeheartedly in San Francisco. B, Timmy wants the starts. The Giants don't see him as a starter just yet, so he's going to end up with someone else willing to take that risk. C, Lincecum is 31, coming off of that major hip surgery, and his motion is still too chaotic for Lincecum to really get back to starting or even bullpen quality pitching.
I'll tell you what, this is kind of simple, as weird as it sounds. You get clearance from the doctors, and if he has his velocity back, which more than anything, his freaky delivery, pun intended, as long as he's hitting 91, 92, he'll get a shot. I have a feeling, though, I'm going to go with 2 because I think it will be elsewhere, or B.
All right. You talked yesterday with George Schroeder about the expansion in the Big 12 with only 10 teams conference that could get them to 12 teams. Many were upset when 2015 when the Big 12 had co-champions and then no participants in the college football playoff. The problem being that because they didn't have a conference championship game, it hurt the conference. A, adding 2 teams, maybe from a conference like the Mountain West, would only dilute the conference and doesn't change the fact that there are 4 college football playoff spots and 5 major conferences plus Notre Dame. Thus, there will always be one team that misses out. B, the conference championship games are the future of college football. This is what the Big 12 needs to do to build the reputation of that conference. C, Big 12 is the most topsy-turvy and confusing conference out there. They have a perfect 9-team round-robin schedule with the 10 teams in the conference, thus making every conference game like a playoff game. They shouldn't change a thing.
Huh. I think that we notice, even though they've had a year in, a year out, much like the Pac-12, that championship Saturday is a big showcase for the sport. I think that year to year, and the fact we're still in the infancy of a college football playoff, it's not a big deal, but I think over time, you want that game on that day. Because look what happened when Ohio State crushed Wisconsin. They went from out to in because they played. I'm going to go with B once again.
Okay. Speaking of the college football playoff, Dennis Dodd has already started the Pac-12 bashing, saying that the Pac-12 has lost its footing in the Power 5 conferences and that they're going to be essentially a cursed conference to miss out on the college football playoff 2 times in as many years. Apparently, all the important spring games and practices that you see in May, it shows that the entire Pac-12 is on the downswing and going to fall into the abyss by November. A, we all need to calm down. We're on the 5th day of May. There hasn't been a single game of importance yet, and we don't know what anyone's going to be any good at for at least another 4 months. B, maybe Dodd has a point. A lot of starting talent has left the Pac-12 this year to the draft, and having to compete with the other Power 4 conferences plus Notre Dame might be too much for the Pac to overcome. C, to claim that a Power 5 school is going to lose its foothold in the college football playoff because it missed out on being in the Final 4 one time means they're going to miss out on again and again is just absurd.
First of all, Dennis Dodd, drama queen much? I think what you pointed out about the fact it's May 5th, and I don't remember a lot of big college football games settled in May. So it's calm down. There is absolutely zero, none, I don't care how much you study it, there's no way to know what kind of conference you're going to have heading into the year, especially each conference always has so much turnover at quarterback, and that's so important. I deviate from B and go A.
Last one here. The Caps fell behind in their series 3-1 after Patrick Hornquist got an overtime winner that looked to be just another classic bow to the Capitals' playoff push. The Caps have yet another high climb ahead of them as the Penguins have killed off 50 of their last 51 penalties.
Whoa.
And haven't lost consecutive games since January. Now the Caps have to beat them 3 times in a row in 1 week. A. This is the time. This is finally the time that the President's Trophy-winning Caps show up and pull off a May miracle and beat the Sid the Kid Pens. B, just like the Warriors that haven't lost 4 out of 7 games in something like the past 2 or 3 seasons, having to beat a team 3 times in a row in the same week that hasn't lost back-to-back this calendar year is going to be too much for the Caps to take. Tell Rob Mosley to put the champagne on ice. C, going down 3-1 or having it be 2-2 at this point, the Caps were destined to lose in the playoffs.
2 years ago, the Penguins were up 3-1 against the Rangers and blew it. But I said during, I don't know if it was a crunch exchange, I don't know if it was a lightning round, I already said that these are the Capitals. We kind of know how this is going to turn out. They got through one series because they were playing the cheaters, and the Flyers are always exposed for their illegal tactics. Get Rob on the line. I'm chipping in the Moet. It's over.
Moet.
Too much. I'm going to go B again. Penguins advance to the East Conference Finals.